أنتم على تسعينات اف ام.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here with you today, Rama on Radio 90s FM. Welcome to today's episode. So at our last episode, we have discussed culture shock, stages of culture shock, what factors that will determine whether you are going through culture shock or not, and we also discussed your contribution through the question of the episode that was about whether you traveled outside of Egypt or not. And I remember that we had amazing answers about how difference can mean that the world is easier to handle. However, we got also answers about people having to deal with racism, Islamophobia, and hatred. So that brings the topic of today's episode, which is about coexistence and diversity in both Egypt and the United States. In this episode, we will discuss the religious, linguistic, and the population structure of both Egypt and the United States. As we stated in our promo, that we have different cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions, and difference should not mean that we will not be able to coexist peacefully. So you can contribute to the program by calling us on 01-000-427894. If you are calling from the US, then please add 0112 before the mentioned number. The question of today's episode is, how do you deal with people who have different beliefs from yours? So we will first discuss the diversity in Egypt in terms of the population. So Egypt is a Middle Eastern country lying in North Africa. In terms of the population, Egypt is the highest populated country in the Arab world. In 2019, the population of Egypt has reached 100.4 million people, making Egypt the third populous country in the African continent. So most of the Egyptian population are basically youth, so Egypt doesn't have to worry much about human resources or getting people into the working age. So what about languages? The official language of Egypt is Arabic. We have different accents and different dialects depending on where you are in Egypt. For the most part, Egyptians speak colloquial Arabic or Egyptian Arabic. If you are in the south, then we will have Saidi Arabic, on Saidi accent. And if you are in Sinai, there are other minor accents like Bedouin Arabic. The most common foreign languages that are taught in Egypt are English, French, Germany, and Italian. In terms of religion, Egypt has the largest Muslim population in the Arab world. Egypt is a home for 5% of the world's Muslim population. Egypt also has the largest Christian population in the Middle East and North Africa. Egypt has so many mosques that Cairo is called the city of 1,000 minarets. Under Anwar Sadat, Islam has become the official religion of Egypt. Egypt is also the home for one of the most prominent religious institutions like Al-Azhar University, Al-Azhar Mosque, and the Coptic Orthodox Church in Alexandria. Egypt mainly recognizes three religions, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. So, American folks might find it weird that we only recognize three religions because in America, it's much more diverse. However, religion plays a very important role since the time of the pharaohs when the leaders were thought of as both leaders and gods. So another thing to mention is the African identity of Egypt. When I was in the United States, I got an interesting question that was, Rama, do you consider yourself African or not? This is because I'm not black. So my answer to this question was, yes, I'm African. Why not? And I will leave you now with Je suis Africa with Rashid Taha. And then we will be back.
Je suis africain, africain du nord au sud. Je suis africain, dedans comme dehors. Je suis africain, je n'ai pas le rythme de la peau. Je suis africain, un albinos afro.
Welcome back. So the question of today's episode was, how do you deal with people who have different opinions from yours? And we got some interesting answers on our Facebook page from Raja El Ghunemi. She said, I like to approach people with an open mind. As humans, we're all different in many ways. So it's expected that many people we come across won't have similar beliefs or views on certain things. We should just accept our differences and possibly look past them. I completely agree, Raja. And actually, looking past differences is something that we will discuss later in today's episode. Hannah Gerges replied saying, first of all, I should treat people as humans. Much love and respect to all, no matter what they believe in. Second, I'm still surprised at those who treat others according to their beliefs or opinions. I see this as a very personal issue. Hannah, I agree with you that it's a very personal issue. However, people treat each other depending on their opinions because of fear and because of other things that we will discuss later in our episode. So, yeah, we were talking about diversity in Egypt, so now it's the time to talk about diversity in the U.S. and how it's different from Egypt. In 2019, the population of the U.S. has reached 328.2 million people, making the U.S. the third most populous country after China and India. In 2018, 28% of this population was basically immigrants or children of immigrants. Egypt, United States is much more diverse than Egypt. It's basically a melting pot for people from different ancestries, whether they're white, African American, Asian American, Hispanic, or Latino, and many other ancestries. So in terms of the languages, the United States has no official language. However, English is the de facto official language of the United States. People also have different accents and different dialects depending on where they are in the country. So people in the South speak differently from people in the East or the West. And the most common taught languages in the United States are Spanish, French, and German. 18% of the American population are bilingual, because actually, as we stated, the United States is a melting pot. So people speak their native language at home, and we are there out at schools or where they're dealing with others outside of their homes, they speak English. So now is the time to discuss the diversity of religion in the United States. A very interesting thing is the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So the First Amendment of the Constitution basically guarantees the freedom of religion in the United States. So there is no wonder that the United States is called the land of the free. The U.S. is the home for the largest Christian population, whether they are Protestant, Catholic, or Orthodox. And they have other religions like Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, or others, like some people might be agnostic, atheist, or simply having no religion at all. So how religion controls the society depends on where you are in the United States. In the South, people tend to be more conservative and the rate of church attendance is higher than the average of the nation. So during the election in 2016, I saw Trump swearing in on a Bible. In 2020, Biden swore in on a Bible as well. However, two congresswomen like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar swore in on the Quran. So people basically are free to express their religion as they want in the U.S. Even if there is a separation between the religion and the state in the U.S., the religion might cause controversies, like when it comes to hot topics like gay marriage, abortion rights, or the legalization of marijuana. However, at the end, law organizes all of these things. So we need to ask ourselves, does diversity mean coexistence? In the dictionary, diversity is defined as the fact of having many different things or people. And coexistence is defined as the state or fact of living or existing at the same time or in the same place. So diversity doesn't necessarily mean coexistence. And coexistence doesn't necessarily mean having a peaceful coexistence. We need to ask ourselves, what would happen if we didn't coexist peacefully? We will give you some time to think about this, leaving you with the land of the free. And we will be back.
Can't wipe the windblown smile from across my face. It's just the old man in me washing his truck at the Sinclair station in the land of the free. His mother, Adeline's family, came on a ship, cut coal and planted a seed down in them trees.
drift mines of Pennsylvania, in the land of the free. In the land of the free, we got more people locked up than the rest of the world, right here in red, white, and blue. Incarceration's become big business. It's harvest time out on the avenue.
Land of the free.
Welcome back. The question of the episode was, how do you deal with people who have different opinion from yours? We have other answers from Myrna Sammy saying, I respect everyone who has different beliefs because that's a very natural. As we don't live alone in the world, I always read about other beliefs to know more about other cultures and religions. Myrna, you brought up a very interesting point, because educating yourself about other cultures and religions will actually reduce this type of fear. Angie Hilal commented saying we should respect them. I definitely agree. Sarah Salim commented saying, well, if it's a close friend and it's making a problem, we talk about it and try to understand each other and accept each other. If it's not, then ignore them. LOL. Especially if they are, or if they already have set views, or I don't have the energy to change their mind. LOL. I chose a cover de Mary. Interesting. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing. So, basically, we were talking about what will happen if we fail to coexist. So, we need to define some terms like microaggression, Islamophobia, and hate crime. Microaggression is basically the commonplace daily verbal, behavioral, or environmental slights, whether intentional or unintentional, that communicate hostile, derogatory, or negative attitude towards stigmatized or culturally marginalized groups. Islamophobia, as the name suggests, is the hatred or exclusion of Muslims because of their faith. Hate crime is basically a prejudice-motivated crime, which occurs when a perpetrator targets a victim because of their membership or perceived membership of a certain social group or racial demographic. So, do we have those? Yes. Whether they are in Egypt or the United States, for example, in Egypt, there are sometimes clashes between Christians and Muslims because of fear. And after the revolution in 2011, there was unsettled political atmosphere that led to problems. And there are usually problems because of issues like churches repair or building of new churches. There is another problem in Egypt regarding discrimination against women who wear a scarf. So in some high-end beaches, women who wear a scarf are not allowed because what they wear is not appropriate for the place. We Egyptians have this over social media calling it the fight of bikini over burkini. In Egypt, we take everything ironically, but actually this is so sad. And some women who wear the scarves are stigmatized to be not appropriate for jobs like being an actress or a model or a TV presenter or a marketer because of what they wear. So these are all examples of microaggression that some Egyptians face. In the United States, There are other examples of hate crimes, like in 10th of February in 2015 in North Carolina in Chapel Hill, an armed man shot three Muslim students over what he called a parking dispute. However, when the police investigated further, there was no parking dispute. It was basically a hate crime. Dia, Yusser, Razan, the three Muslim students, were killed by Craig Hicks because he was actually harassing them because of their faith. Muslim women also have it hard in the United States. I remember very clearly and situations that occurred to me on my way from Germany to the U.S. So I was in the airplane for the very first time, and I was so excited. And this was this young, old, white lady. She looked at me, and then she talked to the flight attendant, saying, "I don't want to sit next to her." I would never forget this situation because I didn't say a word. I was just wearing a scarf. So yeah. Other situations or other microaggression incidents might be for Muslim women in the United States can be the nasty stares or refusal to offer help or the random security checks at the airport that are so random that it only occurs to women with scarves or women in turban. Yeah. Other reasons for microaggression and hate crimes can be disagreement about whether people should wear a face mask or not. The disagreements can only be about unsatisfactory election results, like what happened in Capitol insurrection in early 2021. And other reasons for microaggression and hate crimes can be because of race and identity and hair and skin color. A big example of this is the death of George Floyd. So is it always that dark? Is there no way out of this? Of course not. We will learn more about how we can coexist peacefully when we're back.
Sweeping underneath the rug doesn't mean the dirt won't come up. There's a fire burning up. Only thing stronger than hate is love. We need a change. Oh yeah. A song of amazing grace. Won't be quiet anymore. Our love say here is loud and clear. Damage can't be undone. Let's not pretend it disappears. We need a change. For some amazing grace. Let's go. We won't let the sadness drown us out.
And welcome back. So the question of the episode was, how do you deal with people who have different opinions from yours? So we got a response from Omar Mansour saying, I treat them as if we have the same belief. Each person's belief reflects his or her relationship with God. It's not a person's business to intervene with another person's relationship with God. But when we deal with each other, we should all deal with love and respect if we are from the same faith, even if we are not as well. Iman Hafiz commented saying, in general, we all have different opinions and thoughts, so the point is to treat each other with respect. Marwa Rashad commented saying, usually I'm very careful at the beginning and I take long time to communicate with people who are different. We will talk more about this as we're wrapping up. So Ahmed Muhammad commented saying that our religion taught us that difference is inevitable, so we shouldn't hurt each other even if we're having different religions. I definitely agree. So how can we coexist peacefully? The first thing is, as mentioned in one of our comments, education, educating ourselves and educating others about different religions and different cultures. And then we can also focus on the good examples of coexistence, like Magda Haroun, the leader of the Jewish community in Egypt. She was married to a Muslim man, then she got married to a Catholic man. So then they are living in a situation where there is a Jewish mother, a Catholic husband, and two Muslim daughters living under the same roof. So another way to live and coexist is to have civilized conversations. And if we cannot have civilized conversations, just drop the argument and keep the relationship. Another way to live and coexist is to work constructively towards the same goals and making the society better for everyone. If we're working together towards the same thing, it wouldn't really matter whether we're having different religions or different skill colors. It would be the same. Another interesting thing is to take what's called an implicit bias test. It would help you know more about what kind of biases you have. And if you're one of a minority, you should know better and become an ally of other minorities. The last thing, we should normalize and humanize each other through media and through movies. And to wrap up, we have no choice but to coexist. Unfortunately, our time has come to an end, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye!